Atlanta's best mix of R&B Magic, 107.5, 97.5. It's The Ride. Chubb Rock.
Side Man Baby.
Today, we got loveliness in the building, man.
Classy.
I'm trying to tell you.
Seriousness, too, man.
It's Ashanti!
Young boys in Atlanta going crazy right
now. Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you. Old boys in Atlanta going crazy right
now. Yeah,
they're going crazy. Welcome to the ride.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
You know, we need to just jump right in it.
Okay.
Let's start with Now for a second.
Now.
Yeah. New album.
Yes. Braveheart in stores right now.
Braveheart.
Yes. Okay.
Your own label.
Written Entertainment.
And now you know where she comes from. Irv Gotti and
yes.
all this stuff.
Murder right. Inc. Ja.
Murder Inc. Mm-hmm. Def Jam.
Yep. Universal. Sylvia Rome.
But now you're the CEO now.
Absolutely.
So you call all the shots.
All the shots.
What's the difference?
As everything in life, there are pros and cons. With me doing everything, it is so much more responsibility. It makes you grow up super fast. And when I make decisions, it's not just my life that I'm affecting. I take care of my whole family. So it's my family. I have a staff. They have family. So these decisions are crucial. You know, we're in a time where you really can't make too many mistakes because
right.
people are not so forgiving,
right.
especially in music and how everything is just so drawn and people just want, and if they're not getting, they're moving on to the next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's crucial. It's so much more work. It really is. But if you put the time in and you grind, you work hard, you have a team of people, it ends up being all worth it. You know, the fact that after my last album came out, what, 2008? What is that, 6 years?
Yeah.
After being gone in music that long and to have a number one right now as we speak in iTunes with R&B and on Amazon at the same time is amazing and such a blessing, you know? So I'm understanding that the sacrifices and everything make it worth it.
You know, to me, though, it doesn't surprise me that it would go number one and everybody would be so ready for it because you kept out there a lot, you know, as far as the magazines. You were always there. They always kind of had you as one of the best dressed, so you was always in that lineup of, you know, oh, this is what everybody wore to this.
Achievers.
Yeah. So yeah. It doesn't shock me that people were waiting, you know, to see you. And then like I said earlier, when we wasn't even on the air yet, you know, you always kept it classy, you know, and I think that that's a good thing. So young girls always will, you know, when is she coming with the next one? When is the next one? When is the next one? So I think that's a good thing. Did you write any of these songs?
I write all my records. Why? This is why I named my label Written Entertainment.
So written by you.
Absolutely.
And you've had a lot of help on this album. You got a lot of guests.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, Rick Ross.
Yep.
Who else is on this album?
French Montana, Jeremiah, and Beanie Man.
All right.
Yeah. I wanted to do something different. And it doesn't feel like I have a whole lot, but maybe more than the last. You know, because when I first came out, I collabed with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
we have had some amazing records, and we made history with a bunch of artists. You know, and I'm cool with everybody in the game. So this time around, I kind of wanted to keep a balance because I've been gone for a minute. But people like to see collabs that make sense, you know, and I felt like I was bringing something a little bit different. Like the record with me and French, you can't even tell it's French. It sounds different. You know what I mean? The record with me and Jeremiah, his voice, my voice, melodically together, it sounds sexy. You know, so I wanted to do something a little different and give the fans a good blend and a good mix of everything.
Well, she's the CEO now,
right? Mm-hmm.
So besides picking producers, you're writing everything, but picking producers that's going to give you what you want for the songs you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're involved with the cover of the record, who's going to distribute the record,
mm-hmm.
how you're going to roll out the record,
mm-hmm.
the video of the record. So all of these things. Now, is anyone else there with you to make sure, keep you somewhat objective? Because it's one thing to be the CEO and make all these decisions for somebody else's record.
Right.
But you're making all these decisions for your record.
Mm-hmm.
So who's there to just nudge you sometimes and, yo, you might be bugging right now. Don't do that.
Well, if you put it like that, I got to say my sister. Absolutely. You know, I like
the
to
designer?
Keep it. Yes.
Very good.
Her name is Shia. And I like to keep it in the family. I have a very close-knit family. You know, my aunties, my cousins, uncles, you know, everyone kind of just supports. And my sister, she's ear to the street. You know, her and her guy, Slow Bucks, they kind of have a movement going on out there for a younger generation. you know, so I'm really blessed to have them, you know, in my ear and letting me know what's popping and what's going on. You know what I mean? And they keep it all the way real, all the way funky, even when I don't want to hear it.
We got to give her a shout out, too. She's got...
Yes, she has a clothing line. I'm looking at her spread. What is this? In the Hip Hop Weekly? And I'm so excited. She has the models, the fashion models, and everybody that came out to support. And I wanted to FaceTime her before we got on air to show her the magazine. But her clothing line is in here, and I'm super, super, super excited for her. She's been working so hard. So shout out to my sister Shia and the Dimes Only clothing line.
Whole family's town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what's up. You remember that Jay-Z lyric? They get it from, she get it from my mama.
She get it from my mama.
Yeah. Telling you, that's what my son told me.
Yeah, mama
got it like that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
She been fine a long time.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, poor thing. She's had
all her life.
All
probably
her life people been looking at her mama.
Yo.
All her life. Just
and then look at her, too. It's like,
oh, my. I had to fight dudes off my mom. It would be so annoying. I remember being small, like 8, 9 years old, like, stop talking to my mother. Oh, my gosh.
This is serious, man. So let's talk about some movie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you did one.
I did a few.
A few. But mm-hmm. I remember the one, the cheerleader.
John Tucker Must Die.
There you go. Any thoughts of pursuing that more or sticking to music right now?
No, I mean, I definitely want to do more features. What I'm working on, kind of close to a film, you know, they're shooting Tupac.
Yeah.
They're actually filming that out here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And LT Hutton is a producer. He actually produced the first single off my album. He's one of the CEOs over at Morgan Creek. So me and him are going to team up and do some music for the movie. So I'm super, super, super excited about that. And John Singleton is going to be directing. I'm really happy. I think that's going to be dope.
What about touring?
Absolutely. I want to do something kind of intimate, kind of like House of Bluesy, kind of, you know what I mean? Like something where I can actually, where I can actually see your face. I could tell you what you have on, you know, because, again, I feel like musically I haven't been out since 2008. So it's like kind of filling that gap and reacquainting, you know, and gaining new fans and people as we go, you know. So I think that's what I want to do.
You know, she said it twice. I haven't been out since 2008.
Right.
And I think she's saying it almost like, well, you know, I got to kind of watch my steps. And what has really come out on the R&B level that's fly since 2008? I ain't find nothing fly.
Well, that's the thing. But I think, and tell me if I'm on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's talking momentum. At one time, you know, she had projects back to back to back,
mm-hmm.
things going back to back. And she's kind of rested for a minute. And now she's trying to get her momentum going.
Yeah, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind, especially in this industry and the way how it moves so quickly now.
Well, especially if while you were out of sight, there was nothing but flyness. But if they didn't know a whole bunch of flyness going on, people were like, oh, thank God, you're back.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
There you go. I think that's where we are now. I think a whole lot of folks are really happy to see that you're back with music. To see that you're going to come out and engage with people and, mm-hmm. and interact with people. And I know I'm happy.
Hey!
I know my son is happy. So, you know, our producer's happy.
We're all happy.
You know,
thank
so
you guys.
And we think a lot of our listeners are happy as well.
That means a lot.
I want to talk about, because we got questions. Mom, I don't know where she went, because she said, oh, we got to talk, and then she left. Let's talk about a little bit of you might be one of the few that can come from a legacy of work, especially from what I thought was a very strong label
mm-hmm.
and company, you know. I don't know Irv Gotti, but I know his brother.
Chris.
Mm-hmm. And good people. The Murder, Inc. thing was so strong. And because people might want to talk about whatever with Ja now, I mean, he started a movement of music I thought that no one had ever done. And now
absolutely.
They're doing it like crazy.
Like crazy.
And they don't realize that they got it from him.
Exactly.
You know, so you had Ja's thing, and then you had you.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary J. Blige kind of knew a formula of how to mix somewhat of hip-hop with R&B. I thought the formula was pretty good, especially when Puffy was involved.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had a mixture that was really nice of how you were able to mix it, but it was more of an R&B. Hip-hop didn't dominate the record.
Mm-hmm.
R&B dominated the record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now you're back again. I don't know if it's the same formula. Are we R&B, and Rick Ross is a little bit here, and French is here. I love Beanie Man move. That's my thing. Oh, I mean, are we going R&B? Are we going soul? I mean, what's the plan?
The plan is to give a little bit of everything. Like you just said, there's great R&B records on here. There's kind of a pop feel that I did with a record called Never Should Have. A record called Runaway, we used the I Shot Ya, you know.
Biggie beat.
Nah, not Biggie. LL.
Oh, but that was called I Shot Ya?
No, am I bugging?
Shardy's on her phone right now.
That's me, but...
Yeah, that's the Biggie beat.
Oh, the original... Separate the weak from the ops. Oh, I'm bugging.
Cool J evicted.
Right.
Yeah, but that was Pokey's beat from Trackmasters.
That was a blonde shocker moment just now.
Now that was a youthful moment.
That's all.
Yeah.
You young.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but that's the Biggie I Shot Your beat. Okay, so more R&B. We're going live band on tour?
I definitely want to do a live band on tour. Absolutely. Band, dancers, and DJ.
Okay, good. Because you know what? Honestly, I think so many current acts and artists they shortchange their people. You know, I mean, you pay all this money to go to a concert, go to a show, and you just see a cat spinning tracks. And I mean, it's like it's okay, but I guess I come from Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I want to see a show.
Absolutely.
I want to see a performance. I want to see dancers. I want to see lights. I want to see costumes. I want to see all that.
Yeah, but see, look, here's the other side of that. The promoter is not giving the same money.
Right.
So all of that costs a lot of money.
Oh, I understand.
So let's say for a female, right?
Right.
You got to pay for hair, makeup, stylist. Then you got to pay for your two dancers, your choreographer, rehearsal space. Then you got to pay a 5-piece band.
Right.
Background singers.
Right. Background singers. Then you usually, if you don't put it in your rider, they'll charge you for backline, lighting, effects, and all of that stuff. So let's say you're making 50 grand.
Mm.
That's getting cut. You have to give probably 20% between management, your attorney, whoever brokered the deal. Then another 15%.
I was just about to say that.
The CEO.
She's going line item, line item right now.
She's
just go down.
You know, you got to pay for that and this and that. And by the time you're done, you know, you can buy a Moe's burrito.
Right. But I'm just saying because I agree with you.
Right.
You know, when you're giving a show, because me as an, I always want to give my best. I always want to bring the dancers, bring the freestyle dancers. I need the DJ and the band. Let's do 8, you know, like I always want. But when that breakdown comes in, it's like, okay, I don't want to pay to be going on tour.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's kind of like you have to get
draw
a balance.
The line somewhere. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you have to get a balance. You know what I mean? You sell more tickets, you get more money.
Right.
Then you work your deals out. Okay, I need the door. I need the bar. I need this percentage. You know what I mean?
Right.
How many tickets?
Yeah, exactly. She's on it.
Yeah, she's on it.
You know, how many does the venue hold? What are you charging? Okay, so I need 25 of that. You know what I mean? So you, again, as an artist, you always want to give your all, but sometimes you have to be smart or you'll be broke.
Now, considering that things are going well,
mm-hmm.
and if things go the way that you hope that they continue to go,
mm-hmm.
are you going to look to expand your label with other artists?
Absolutely. It's funny. I'm actually doing a contest now where I'm having fans kind of recreate one of my records.
Oh, really?
Kind of remix it and maybe do an acoustic or, you know, a real urban feel or opera or do it in Spanish or something. Put their flavor on it. Upload it to my site. And I'm giving him a chance to, you know, fly him into New York, meet me. We talk about the album, go to dinner. I want to see what kind of talent is out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To see. Mm. And, like, what I feel in my heart is I want to make sure that my project is successful first. You know,
okay.
Get out there, learn everything, and concretize and just get it right. Because I know what it feels like to be shelved.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to get somebody and then just put them to the side because this side over here isn't solid yet.
Right.
You know? But I do have a couple of ideas of some stuff that I want to do a little different. So okay. I plan to.
Now, you haven't started this contest yet, right?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, we started it, was it Monday?
Okay, so
Monday.
It's on your website now?
Yeah, they
What's
can go
website?
To AshantiThisIsMe.com.
AshantiThisIsMe.
Yep, it's called the Braveheart Contest, New
okay.
York. Yeah.
All right.
Then you might have to do a Braveheart Contest Atlanta.
Yeah. That would be really dope.
Because this is, you know, another, this is the music mecca at the, you know, right now.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know? What about reality shows? You're back out. They probably came to you before, but they're going to come to you hard now. Because, you know.
Because you're running your label.
You're running your label.
Your sister's doing designs. Mm-hmm. She's got some success. You're doing that. Mom's your manager.
Mm-hmm.
You got things. You got stories. I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're going to come. Is that even a thought process for you?
Here's the thing. Back in 2000, it's funny. The John Tucker Must Die movie, I got approached by a network, and they were talking about $30 million. And back then, I was just like, I don't think I want to do that. You know what I mean? And for me, I just felt like I didn't want people following me around, documenting my life, and me having no control. And I just, that's not where I was. Nowadays, if there's a way to executive produce and control the content to some level, it's definitely something I would explore.
Okay.
And be clear, it would be something a little bit different than everything else that's out there. Because you cannot beat having that kind of visibility in millions of homes across the country every night. Especially if you have a brand and an empire and you're trying to just
don't want it to be wrapped around the ratchetness that has been what's been going on thus far.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's the way that you do it. Now, we've been approached recently in the last 2 years from several networks, you know. Pilot was, you know, in play. And for me, it has to be right, especially if I'm going to be giving up that much. Because I've been an artist that it's not like I'm an introvert, but I don't really put my stuff on blast.
Right.
So I feel like that's giving a lot. You know what I'm saying? Especially after all this time.
It's a lot of privacy.
Right.
That you relinquish at that point.
Absolutely. So if there's a way to control it, it's definitely a thought.
You know the funny thing about the business? It's not like back in the day when no one knew who you were dating.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, anything really.
Everything's on blast.
They just knew about your song, you know. Yeah. Oh, I love that song. Right. I love this song. But not like, I think the world knew you were dating Nelly.
Yeah.
Like the world knew it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, did that bother you?
As far as bothering me, it's just you know that it's part of the game. If we wanted to go eat somewhere and really wasn't trying to be seen, I put on my Jordan sweatsuit, you know, my hoodie or whatever, and keep it low. We're not necessarily going to go to Tao because we know it's turned up over there. If you're tired and things, sometimes you kind of want to avoid that. But the lies and the blogs and the BS did, you know what I mean? Like when you're printing facts and painting a perception of stuff that you have nothing and no clue about. That bothers me a lot.
Well, let me ask you this. On your album, you wrote all those songs.
Yes.
Now, I heard some relationship issues in a couple of those tracks. So I'm just wondering if relationship issues with him or someone else inspired some of that music.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I write from real life experiences. I write about things that happened to me. I write about life. And I think that's why a lot of people connect and relate to a lot of my records. So this album, Braveheart, and the whole movement, I feel like the album is a reflection or a mirror of everything that I've been through in the past 2-3 years. Good, bad, or indifferent. You know, with my personal life, with my career. And Braveheart is giving me a platform and an opportunity to just be very vulnerable, sincere, and just very honest. And I feel like it's a brave move, especially for an artist like me.
So this is the enema. This is just flushing it all out.
Only Chub Rock.
Only Chub Rock. Damn, is that the comparison we get?
You know? Just flushing it all out.
That is not a good visual, Chub.
Business. Let's keep it funky.
A bit too funky.
This is the real ish, right?
You know, you're just getting it all out. Clean slate. You know, you got your detox. Clean slate.
Only Chub.
CEO. New album. Everything is ready. Baby girl, sister got the clothing line.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're single now.
Mm-hmm.
Nelly, you messed up, brother.
Yeah, I know, right?
But I'm glad you didn't mess up, brother.
I mean, look, there were a lot of things that happened, you know, in that situation. And he's not a bad person at all. He has an amazing heart, you know, and things happen. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like trying to maintain and then having public scrutiny and people paint pictures, like I said before, and you know, just throw salt in the game sometimes can affect the right judgment. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know, I saw him in L.A. not too long ago, and it's all right. You know what I mean? Like, there's no bitterness. There's no
awkwardness.
There's no negativity. You know, I'm sure he's very proud of everything. And, you know, that's what it is.
Now, let's talk about the future.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have coming up most immediately?
Well, I'm definitely going to continue to pump this album, Braveheart. what am I doing? I'm traveling a lot in and out of the country. I'll be doing the national anthem for the Manny Pacquiao fight in Vegas on August 12th.
Big.
I'm sorry. April 12th.
That's manager mom who
corrected. Yeah. Mama just hooked it up.
Yeah, that August just fell out. I mean, for me, I kind of want to just focus on creating the awareness. What I've grown to understand is that the public, the people hold me to certain standards.
Right.
You know, when I came out, Def Jam, Murder, Inc., huge engine, ancillary dollars,
right.
Budgets, everything, right? Obviously, now things are different. There was a federal indictment. There was the G-Unit beef. There was a separation of me, Irv, and Ja. There was a six-year gap. And there were a lot of obstacles that I overcame. And although it's great that people still hold me up here, so when I'm putting out a video, people don't understand I'm paying for that out my pocket,
right.
Personal savings. Right. You know, when we go into radio, you know what I mean, shooting commercials and ads and magazines and all of that, that's coming out my pocket. So when the public is expecting certain things, it's just like, at least put it in perspective.
Right.
And let's just be clear. Sometimes, you know, like I said, I'm held to the same pedestal as some of my peers. And what they don't, how do I say it? What they don't realize is that her toolbox is a little different than my toolbox. She may have 5 toolboxes with several different tools. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
I'm cool with people expecting, because I'm going to work hard like I have 10 toolboxes, but understand that I don't, but I'm going to still work like I do.
But also, I think people still do know that the game has changed.
Tremendously.
So some of those big toolboxes just don't exist for anyone.
No, they don't.
Very
anymore,
true.
Except for maybe one or two little, you know, people mm-hmm. here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And even though those toolboxes are there, that doesn't mean the material is there.
Right.
The boxes are there. The material mm-hmm. might not be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't think, I'm going to say it to you this way as we wrap up. Because you've said a couple of things that makes me feel that you're very confident.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to kind of go at it like, I mean, there's a lot of people that have a lot of support for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about mom and sis and people
right.
you know, mm-hmm. you all, you know, I mean strangers. And that energy is going to help.
Absolutely.
You know, because you've always, I'm going to say it again because I'm a father of girls, you always kept it classy. And I think that's going to go a long way, that you always kept it classy. There was never no... Oh, Shani. And even with all those adversities, federal indictment mm-hmm. with blah, 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 and this, and that, you always was like.
So please continue to do so.
That's all.
Yeah.
And I said, you have no choice.
Yeah.
Because I'm like a surrogate for, I'll come and give her a beating. A mother would probably give it to her first, but I'll give it to her second.
I heard that.
She noticed it, the New York situation. So, you know, but it's incredible. I'm so glad you're back out.
Thank you so much.
Now, I know Braveheart is your child.
Yes, it is.
And all the songs on it are your children.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we can have one child that really kind of really hits us as our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
On the album, which one is the one you say, oh, I love to listen to my work? When you hear it, you pat yourself on the back and say, girl, you did that.
Yeah, I did it on that one.
It's so hard. It really, really is. Sometimes you have to be in the mood for certain records.
Okay.
Let me see. When I first listen, where do I go first? I love the song Nowhere. I love the song Love Game. You like Nowhere?
I
love Love Games.
Three words.
That one's dope too.
Like that.
Scars is a very deep emotional record.
Yeah. See, now when I heard Scars, I thought Scars. I'm like, okay, now who's she talking to with Scars? Because I'm like, she's talking to somebody. I don't know who it is. But, yeah, it's that kind of cuts right through.
Yeah. I think I did a pop-up. Not a pop-up, but a kind of a fan apology appreciation little event the other night because I had to cancel, well, the promoter canceled my BB King's show because of the snow. And a lot of people flew out, took planes and trains and paid for hotel and stuff, and I felt really bad. So I did this thing at this venue in Harlem, and I sang and I played the album. You know, I bought drinks for everyone, dinner and all of that stuff, and I played the album and I kind of sang over everything. Me and the DJ just sat on top of the booth, and it was amazing. So there was a fan that was almost started crying. It was just like, you have no idea what that record has done for me. It's an outlet. I've gone through so much, and this has changed my life. Like, that's the stuff that's like Grammys and Billboard accolades, all of that is great. But those conversations, when someone comes to me and says, yo, your record helped change my life, that's the best accolade I can ask for, you know?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, look, Braveheart in stores. Downloads legally.
That's a CEO talking right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, iTunes, legally. Amazon, Best Buy, online.com.
That's right. We love the man at the barbershop, but don't be buying Braveheart from him now. I'm just keeping it real. Okay, sister got to eat. She sees she got bills to pay. She didn't tell y'all she got to pay for the video. So, you know, make sure you check out Braveheart from Ashanti, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much.
Ashanti's in the building, baby!
Yeah. Baby!
Magic 107.5.
975.